Welcome to the Easy to Swallow HR podcast. I am your host, Sarah DeLuca, and today I am breaking down succession planning. Succession planning is the process of preparing your employees for future roles that support a continuous business function. Developing a succession plan can set your company up for smooth transitions when leaders resign or accept promotions, and it also helps retain valuable institutional knowledge. It can have a major impact on employee morale and can position your team to skillfully handle future business interruptions. But you don't want to wait until you absolutely need a successor. At that point, you're scrambling and you may choose the wrong person. Aside from having a steady pipeline of leaders ready to step into new roles, succession planning has many benefits. It allows you to make higher quality decisions around promotion and developmental investments. With the effective use of data and organizational input, it can help you make more informed choices. And you are creating a more diverse portfolio of leaders as a natural outcome of an objective and unbiased identification process. You're also enhancing the career development opportunities for emerging leaders, driving greater engagement and retention of top talent. You empower a strong organizational culture due to an enhanced ability to advance leaders who embody your company's values. And with the ever-growing age gap in the workplace, succession planning really just makes sense. So where do we start when creating a succession plan? Well, we need to evaluate the company's vision and plans for growth. Every organization should have a plan for growth or sustainability. And if your organization doesn't have a formal written business plan in place, then it's time to bring leaders together and discuss their vision of the company's future. That information is crucial because a succession plan has to work within that vision. By keeping it aligned with the business plan, you can ensure the plan integrates into and supports the company's strategy for growth. The next step is to identify the positions that are integral to your company's success. These are the positions that, if left vacant, would negatively impact the future growth of your company. While starting at the top with the C-suite or upper management is the obvious choice to get going, you must consider all positions throughout the entire company for successors. Some key employees may be playing more supportive roles, but those roles are nonetheless essential to the company. So think about all positions and their impact on business operations. With every position within your company, you need to ask yourself a few questions. What is this position's impact on business operations? How difficult would it be to find an external candidate? Do you have the internal depth of talent available to fill that position? And what role-specific skills or knowledge is needed to perform in those roles? Not every position needs to be planned for, but by asking yourself these questions, it may lead you to some surprising positions that are deemed critical, and that's why it's important to take time in the beginning of the planning process to do your due diligence. Once you know the positions you need to plan for, it's time to seek out the right people to fill them in the future. You want to think about who is critical to your organization, who would leadership appoint as their successors, and how do we get those people ready to assume those roles? Take that cross-functional input to determine the right people to train and mentor to eventually move into those key positions. Once you know who those people are, you need to gauge their interest level in filling those roles. You want to discuss the plan with your employees. In order for a succession plan to achieve its goals, employees need to know they are being selected for important positions. You want to have an open dialogue with them and let them know they have developmental opportunities and career paths. This open line of communication will ensure that leaders aren't putting their employees down paths they don't want to go. You always want to offer opportunities for professional development. Whether the move would be lateral or vertical for the successor, that person will need to develop the skills needed to take on a new position in the company. It falls on you to ensure that those candidates have opportunities for professional development and are set up for success. This can be one of the more challenging steps to accomplish for many companies because leaders are so focused on the tasks at hand that they struggle to invest the time and energy in future track plans. A change in thinking can help put the spotlight on this important part of the succession planning process. This next step in the process requires a mindset that views the investment in training and mentoring as a development process rather than a replacement process. These opportunities could include mentoring, skill-specific training, shadowing, collaborating, and any other knowledge-sharing practices that broaden the experience for future leaders. And you must engage leadership in the process. While succession planning is typically a function of human resources, it is a company-wide endeavor that should involve managers and leaders at all levels of the company. You want to cultivate a high level of commitment and support throughout your entire organization. That influence can ensure buy-in across the company and steer your business towards a culture of learning that encourages knowledge transfer. Leaders can be used to connect with potential successors and engage them in conversations about their career paths and personal development. These talks can give employees visibility about career development and insights into what may be expected of them in the future. It's a positive trust-building strategy that helps the employee understand their specific role in the succession plan. All right, let's go. It's time to plan a trial run. Even the best laid plans have flaws. To get ahead of any potential unwanted surprises in your succession plan, conduct a trial run. If someone in one of the positions identified in the plan takes a vacation, have their potential successor assume some of their responsibilities while they're away. Not only will the candidate for succession gain valuable experience and insights into what their role will be in the future, it allows HR and department managers to assess their performances. That information can be used to identify personal development needs. Just remember that no matter the size or structure of your organization, having a defined plan allows everyone to focus on top-line goals like growing the business. A succession crisis due to a lack of planning can cause your organization to operate below capacity or fail to fully compete in the market. That creates an opportunity for your competitors to gain an advantage. So as always, if you would like to hear more on this subject or you need assistance within your organization, contact me at sdelucahr@gmail.com or go to my website, EasyToSwallowHR. Until next time, remember to stay calm and compliant.